This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, summer weather patterns remain difficult to predict heading into the heart of the growing season, but USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says there are already signs pointing toward continued drought concerns west of the Midwest. We'll hear from him next.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey authors the U.S. Drought Monitor and contributes weather analysis. He says forecasters are watching a developing El Nino pattern while also tracking continued drought in the western U.S.
All right, getting ahead to our actual summer outlook, June, July, August, we're kind of between La Nina and El Nino, so we really don't have a signal coming in from the Pacific. That means that other factors drive the weather. Lately, we've been seeing a kind of an odd blocking pattern starting to bring the cold air down. It looks like that general pattern may continue, but these blocking patterns are very tough to foresee more than a few weeks ahead of time. So it's kind of a low confidence summer forecast, unfortunately, in terms of how weather patterns might play out. Still, dynamical and statistical models from my former employer at the Climate Prediction Center have been consistent in forecasting a ridge of high pressure for the summer in parts of the western United States. So we may see drought lingering roughly across the western half of the country, maybe even intensifying, but it looks more optimistic as you move further to the east. Also, with El Nino coming in, that may contribute to an active southwestern monsoon. So that could bring some drought relief even into parts of the southwest, Arizona, New Mexico.
Rippey says current models continue showing hotter and drier conditions across parts of the western U.S. during the core growing season.
Again, a lot of models indicating that ridge of high pressure for the summer months. This is obviously the heart of the growing season. Western U.S. looks hot. The northwest looks dry. But when that monsoon starts to come in, the circulation develops usually in July across the southwest, could be quite active in the Four Corners region and the southwest. So that would be some good news there. Unfortunately, kind of a dry signal for the central and southern Great Plains and kind of an odd stormy signal here for the mid-Atlantic. And you know, I'm not sure what's going on there because we're actually expecting kind of a light tropical season.
Along with drought, wildfire concerns will also be there in the west.
There's that persistence or development drought forecast for roughly the western half of the country, Pacific coast to the Great Plains. But we are expecting additional improvement, say, from the western Gulf Coast region to the Mississippi Delta. So good news there. Kind of a mixed bag, mixed signal for the southeast. But certainly Florida looks like improving conditions. Not so certain as you move north from there. I do want to talk about wildfire potential. Obviously, the southeast is a big story right now. Unfortunately, pre-monsoon, we are looking at the potential for significant wildfire activity in the southwest ahead of that, so in May and June. And with the low snowpack, that could expose hillsides to more sunshine, more drying. So I think an early wildfire season for a lot of Northern California and the Northwest. You normally wouldn't see fires until later in the summer, but possibly as early as June this year. And so I think active wildfire season in the west is an almost certainty. And the southeast, we should tamp down that threat as the summer goes along.
Rippey says that El Nino shouldn't be a factor until into the harvest season. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.